Queer.
It is 4ZZZ FM 102.1.
Now Shy gets physical on 4ZZZ Queer Radio.
Let's get physical.
It is 20 minutes to 10.
And Shy Lewis is in the house.
Hey, g'day, team. How you going?
I'm splendid.
Really quickly saying hello to Marco Murillo. Give me your Spanish.
No me gusta tu pene pocaño, puta.
Marco, that's just from Jonathan for you. Papito, buenos días, papito.
I'm not even going to ask you to translate that just for the benefit of the listeners who speak English.
Yeah, I love it.
Hey, Blair.
Shy.
Blair hates me this week, I swear to God. He's giving me the cold shoulder.
Yeah, Blair is definitely giving me the cold shoulder.
I'm not going to give you the cold shoulder. I had the best time at Outfit on Saturday.
Thank you
so much for running another session. And if anybody's out there and you want to do...
We're not allowed to call it Outfit anymore.
We won't call it Outfit then. We'll call it...
Body by Shy.
Body by Shy. Let's just say that...
Why can't we call it Outfit anymore?
Oh, because Gay from Quack said because the funding has stopped and they own the branding and stuff, there's all that changeover stuff. So, but that's okay. Like, I'm still taking on board the clients from Outfit regardless anyway, and I'm still doing it for free and concession regardless anyway. So just a little bit back to the community, just in case. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Because, as I was saying, it's awesome. And if you're out there and you're thinking, hey, I need to do something, I need to lose weight, I need to gain weight, I need to reshape my body, I need to hang out with a bunch of people and be healthy and fit.
Who are you going to call?
Body
by Shy.
Bodybyshy.com, yeah.
Yes, go see Shy. He will help you and you'll have lots of fun. And then you can yell at him when your muscles hurt the next day. Shy!
Speaking of muscle sore, we're talking about deadlifts today. And we're talking about this because I get so many trainers. This is like a big controversy topic with personal trainers in particular about whether we prescribe it to our clients or not. And it's a great exercise. It's a great exercise for your legs, for your butt, for your hamstrings. It's a great core workout as well. But only if you do it absolutely correctly, because there's so many things that can go wrong with the deadlift. So a deadlift is basically when you get the bar or barbell dumbbells and you drop it down to the ground slowly down to the ground with your knees and drop it back up again. Now I've got the link on the website on how exactly to do it.
It sounds really boring.
It's any exercise for you is boring. Thank you, Jonathan.
No, drinking's fun. That's my favourite exercise. And shopping.
Jonathan, I know this man could find ways to make exercise fun for you.
Probably not.
Where are you going with that quit?
I wasn't going anywhere. I was just making a statement. Jonathan can find out himself if he wants to contact you.
Hey, windmilling's great. That's the best. That's like going to metal gigs and twerking is like the best exercise you can get. Come on.
All right.
It includes.
Yeah, so it's a great all over body workout, especially for your legs and quads and butt and everything like that. But you have to make sure that you're doing it absolutely pristine. So things like keeping your chest up.
Hitting 90 degrees.
90 degrees with what?
When you squat.
Yeah, well, actually, the bar...
Oh, wait, no, that's the other ones where it's over your shoulders. Yeah. I don't even know. That's big-ass
squat. Leave it to the expert, Jonathan.
Yeah, that Shy tell us.
I'm just I don't even know anymore.
So keeping your chest up, your shoulders down and back, keeping your head up as well, because keeping your head up keeps your chest up and your shoulders down and back even more.
And your spine, actually. It supports your spine,
too. Yeah, absolutely. I was just going to say, embracing your core as well, and we definitely don't want to have a curved spine when you do this, because you can really easily rupture a disc very, very easily. So also on that subject as well, we talk about core strength and core stability regarding this exercise. I personally don't like those big belts that the guys use, especially when you're first starting with the exercise. There's absolutely no reason why guys need those big belts, because what happens when you use them is your body teaches itself that you don't need to switch on the core as much, so you become reliant on the belt and not the actual your body itself for your core strength. So it's really important that
if you use it. It's kind of like disbeneficial.
Well, no, there's still a benefit for it. Like if you're an elite athlete, if you're an Olympian, if you're deadlifting really heavy. Absolutely, but if you're just starting and you're mild to moderate with your training, then I don't think there's any need for it. In fact, it's much better for you if you don't have the belt at all.
So I've just got my kids back. I don't know if you've heard the news, but I'm going to be seeing them regularly. Picking my children up, I would be following these same rules? Do I start light, start by picking the six-year-old up, then move to picking up the nine-year-old?
That's right. Or always make sure that you take it easy at first and then gradually increase the weights over a period of time, including your kids as well, if you're going to be lifting your kids.
And I'm not even game to pick up the 14-year-old, but I'd be guessing in 6 to 12 months I'd be able to manage that as well.
But apparently your kids are coming on Saturday?
Yeah, so they're going to come and join us on Saturday and see how mum keeps fit and healthy.
And then maybe on the Tuesday session at 4:32, maybe.
Yeah, no, I won't have them on Tuesdays, but that's okay because that's mummy time, so I can have time for myself on Tuesdays where I have kid-free time, so that's good. But yes, Tuesdays 4:30 sounds awesome.
Perfect.
That's at Windsor though, whereas Saturday's at New Farm Park, right near the rainbow flowers at the entrance to New Farm Park.
Just to let you guys know as well, I've got everything that everyone needs to know about deadlifts on my webpage, bodybyshow.com, including also a YouTube clip about how not to do stuff as well, which is hilarious.
Can I just bring that up, please? That YouTube video of a bunch. They're all mostly big, woofy idiots.
I know. That's exactly
who should know better.
That's exactly my point. That's why I put it up there, because, you know, the technique should be instilled in you from the very word, from the word go. So that's why you don't need that belt. If you're practicing what you're preaching and you're bracing your abs, there's no need for those huge belts and bad technique with the curved spine and always keep your chest up and you're always going to protect your back no matter what.
And don't be a jerk.
Yeah, don't jerk the movement too. So that's really important, because if you jerk the movement, that's when things can rupture, like your discs in your spine and stuff.
Ooh.
And also what do you call those things in your belly?
We would call them abdominal muscles, wouldn't we?
No, not those. I'm thinking of something else. Hang on. It's coming to me. Hernia. We don't want to have any hernias as
inguinal
well.
Inguinal hernias are great, because if you get them and you leave them untreated, they hang out the bottom of where you're...
Jonathan.
Yeah.
Thanks, mate. Yeah.
And I work with students. We talk about doing invagination for inguinal hernias.
It's
and
amazing.
Actually practicing.
Yeah, pushing them back up into their bits.
Oh,
yeah.
Really?
Yeah. Yeah. It's basically like...
It sounds like fun.
Yeah, you get a hernia right where your intestines are and they hang out.
If you want to jump outside, I'll just show you how to do invagination for an inguinal hernia.
All right. Let's do that, yeah.
Good times. You look fabulous, by the way. Can I just say, you look absolutely amazing.
Thank you very much. I've been busting my butt. I've put on 10 kilos.
Is that where it is? You've moved your butt from lower and put it up around
No, I've actually got a bubble butt now. I'm really... Do you know what someone said to me tonight?
Was it from all the twerking?
Yeah.
Yeah, I love it. That's how I got it.
Someone said to me tonight, Shy, you're shining for the first time in a long time. I was like, that just made my day.
Isn't it amazing when you find out, when you go to the effort and you find out what is actually wrong with your health?
Yes.
And then you put the effort in to change that.
Yes.
How much better you feel.
Everything's done a complete 180. It's like a cloud has been lifted from my head. So I'm very happy with the way things are tracking with my physicality and my business as well. And yeah, it's very good at the moment. I'm very happy at the moment. So.
Yeah, you should be. You should be very proud of everything you've been doing for the community.
So, this weekend.
Yes.
Friday is a public holiday. Saturday is
Body by Shy at New Farm Park.
Yeah, but are you sure? Now, are you sure on Saturday, G20 Saturday? Look, who would you like? I'm going to slightly twist the query for you.
All right.
Who would you like out of those 20 head honchos to come down to Body by Shy in New Farm Park on Saturday?
Oh, could you imagine? I've got a great pair of great boxing equipment. So I could imagine Tony Abbott and Putin together, like doing it. Oh, it'd be awesome.
No, I think you've missed the memo. The Prime Minister is actually chicken. And he has backed down and he is basically a big wimp. That's our Prime Minister.
We'll be at New Farm Park. We might be able to see Putin's boats coming up the Brisbane River as he brings them right into the G20.
Cool. Thank you guys very much for this fortnight segment too. So.
It's okay. Well, we always like having you.
You'd be able to get on with Shy, no problem.
Totally. And all of this is up on our Facebook and Twitter as well too. Speaking of Twitter, Steve Grand, who we will be playing later on this evening, has just decided he's following Queer Radio. So, I'm having a moment that Steve Grand is following us on Twitter. And by the way, Jonathan, did you hear what Jonathan said in Spanish to Marco in Maracaibo, Venezuela?
No, I don't.
Say it again, please, Jonathan.
No me gusta tu pene pequeño.
Sharon, did you want to
sounds
have
so
a...
Hot.
Well, it isn't.
Do you want
actually.
Me to translate?
It sounds good.
Say it slowly.
Marco has translated back to me on my Facebook.
Okay, read it out, Sharon. Read it out.
Do I really want to?
Here we go.
You want to read it out? Here you go.
Yep.
Where is it?
There's like heaps of...
Now, Jonathan. Jonathan said, I don't like small penises.
State the obvious, yeah.
I mean, who does? And in this room, who has got a small one? Sharon.
Excuse me, I can be totally
Sharon types. Sharon's one in her bedside table is probably bigger than all the others.
That's the understatement of the year.
Okay.
Oh, listen, Thay.
Sweet.
Yeah, listen. Did you like the Adore Delano song?
Yes, I did. Yeah. I was just outside listening to it.
Yes, by that. And after Public Image Limited Rise, well, we're going to do another double of some music. It's been a little while since we played this one. This is XL, Ronnie and JC of XL from New York. Their song, Sweat, which has got a really hot video with it. And local band Rivermouth with their protest song about this rather backward government that we've got in Queensland. And Queenslanders, you've got a few months to go when you can pass judgment on them. Rivermouth with Propaganda here at Triple Z Queer Radio.